The sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patches of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday. Some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. Highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to WGSO 990 AM with me, William Wallace. William Wallace for America on my Facebook page, on my podcast page, where you can catch me on iHeart, iTunes, and all other podcast networks. And if you've been watching Facebook and social media today, you're going to have lots of memes to look at that are talking about the COVID bill, stimulus bill, ominous bill, however you want to refer to it. It's referred to many different ways, and lots of people sharing it that way. But today, I have some guests coming on here in just a second that are going to explain it, but also explain how it can help you, and also clear up some misconceptions that you're seeing on social media. With me today are from Sternberg, Nackery and White LLC is Scott Sternberg and Keith Nackery. Guys, thank you so much for coming on today. How are you?
Evening, Bill.
Well, thank you for having
glad us. Glad to be with you.
Good. I'm glad y'all made it on here, because I got to tell you, as I was looking over things on social media and I've been hearing things in the news, you know, even I get a little bit confused, and I said, you know what? The perfect guy for me to reach out to is, well, one, Scott Sternberg, because I know you, and two, then you brought on your partner. I'm glad to have y'all on. So
yeah, and I'm sorry, but I think Congress ruined Keith's Christmas, because he's been trying to analyze this bill, and I think he's probably read it more times than the members of Congress. But that that's just how it works.
And it only got passed last night.
Very late last night, yeah.
So you've been up all night then, Keith.
They released the text, early afternoon yesterday, but it is fairly fresh.
Well, what's interesting, I'm going to point this out a couple times, is that this is a law firm, but it's interesting how much you guys get into the details of, you know, the stimulus bill and other things through the years I've watched you get into the details on. You know, I'd like to say you're much more than just a law firm. You really try to help people, you know, more than just being a law firm. Is that the correct way to say this?
Well, you know, I think when coronavirus happened and everybody went into quarantine, we decided very early on that we were going to, spend a lot of time dissecting the stimulus package, which was the original CARES Act, and, you know, try to figure out how we could help our clients and the people that work for our clients. And, people run businesses, people own businesses. So, you know, businesses are people. And so, you know, if a business gets a CARES Act loan, then they're going to be able to pay their employees. And if a business gets bad tax advice, about how to treat their Paycheck Protection Act loan, then, you know, it's going to affect that business's viability going forward. So we just thought this was our area, and all credit to Keith. I mean, he's the person who's really dove into it the last couple of months.
Yeah, because he's more than just an attorney. He also has a tax background, correct, Keith?
That's correct. I have an LLM in tax law and in a prior career, spent some time as a public accountant. So these stimulus packages have lined up nicely with, you know, the main driving force in our law firm, and that's being, you know, a business-centric law firm and helping our clients get to their end goal, regardless of what legal mechanisms they need to use to get there.
So now that we've
don't see our law firm on billboards, Bill. You know, we're the type of firm that likes to, you know, get referrals by reputation, and you know, no offense to the billboard folks, you know,
right.
But this is just kind of our thing, and this is how we do it.
I like this approach that you guys offer more of an education, you know, to people, because you know, the more you know, educate and more you assist businesses, not only does it really lead to referrals, but it also helps give them some backup support. So I'm kind of saying this as we're kind of going through this as a way to set the table so people know your experience, know what you're about. So when we ask these questions, they can kind of know, hey, you guys really have some experience at this. Can one of you explain what this bill is? So everybody, I think, is getting this confused as the COVID relief, the stimulus bill, and now you're hearing it referred to as the omnibus bill. So what exactly can you help define what this is that we're looking at today?
Yeah, one of the reasons we're getting so much confusion concerning the bill is the fact that the stimulus package was put into the middle of the appropriations bill, right, which is effectively setting the budget for the country for the entire year. So it's only the stimulus portion is only a small part of the entire bill. So we're not actually talking about, you know, 5,500 or 9,000 pages that reflect the stimulus package. That part is actually closer to the size of the CARES Act.
So this is
Bill, if I can just interject, I mean, you've talked before on your show about, you know, the budgeting process, and you know what this was is what they call in Congress, they call it a CR, which is a continuing resolution, mm-hmm. and it funds the government. So, you know, we haven't had a budget in the United States of America passed by a president since George W. Bush. So you know, we don't pass budgets in America anymore. We pass CRs, and if you don't pass a CR, you know, the government goes broke, and you know, all the people that work for the government don't get paid, and that's where you see the shutdowns. You've seen that in the past,
right?
So when you don't have a yearly budget, you have to keep doing these CRs, and that's why, you know, they were up against a deadline. They had to fund the government, and so that was one of the negotiating tactics between the Republicans and the Democrats was, well, we've got to fund the government. Let's also put some stimulus in there.
So it's confusing, I think, for a lot of people. You see it's hot on social media. You know, they're saying, can you believe this stimulus bill has, you know, $900 billion for gender studies, or however many millions it is, for gender studies in, you know, this country, or they have this much money for this country. So this basically what they're confusing is that the continuing resolution with the actual COVID bill, which is part of the resolution to help people.
That's right. And I mean, the really important thing to remember here is that the government spends money on all kinds of things that you would think are ridiculous. We just happen to be paying attention right now because of the stimulus, which is in the middle of the CR. And I believe it only funds the government up until the Biden administration. I don't think it funds the government much further than the winter.
Do you think that was intentional?
Well, I think that, you know, they've been passing CRs for years. You know, Keith probably knows a little bit more about this than I do, but you know, unless they pass a yearly budget, they have to do a continuing resolution, or nobody gets paid, and you know, the FAA guys go on strike, and you know, the military has issues. I mean, they've got a fund to the government.
This almost sounds like me, like the ultimate kicking the can down the road. Instead of doing a budget, they keep doing these continuing resolutions, and it's eventually going to catch up with us in some way, shape, or form. Would that be correct?
I mean, I think that might be an opinion. I don't know. You know, I don't know enough about the budgeting process at the federal level, but I do know because I, like you said, there's a lot of stuff on the internet right now. When I saw friends of mine saying, "Well, why are we giving $132 million to, you know, insert country here in the stimulus bill?" I went and did some research, and it turns out that that's something we do in almost every CR.
So it's already there. Well, I'll segue on this because you're right. On one, it says it shows domestic funding. You know, like Kennedy Center gives a list, and foreign countries, and a list of foreign countries, and it says American people $600. So it makes it look like, you know, they're doing all of this, but they're really confusing. That they're really combining the two when it really is two different things. So
well, it reminds
right.
me.
The bill,
it reminds me a lot of
the stimulus.
2009 stimulus. Sorry, Keith. I apologize.
Keith?
Yeah, no problem. You're spot on there. It's in the it is in the same bill, but it's not part of the stimulus section or the section intended to cover the stimulus package.
I think that was the biggest thing to clean up. So let's get down to some meat and potatoes. How does this? Let's talk about just the stimulus part, the COVID relief. How does this help the average person?
Sure. So we have kind of two different groups of people that we're looking at when we look at who's getting helped. And the first is the individual. Next, we have businesses, and primarily small businesses. For the individual, we have an extension of federal unemployment benefits at $300. That's been extended through March 14th of 2021. And then next, and this is what people are probably most familiar with, are the $600 stimulus checks. This is going to go to most Americans. There is a phase out that starts at $75,000 for someone that's single, $150,000 for someone that is married or for a couple that is married. And again, at that threshold, you start phasing out how much of the stimulus check you're eligible for until you get to a point that, you know, over $100,000 for someone that's single, they're not necessarily going to get a stimulus check. Those are the primary provisions that are meant to assist individuals. We do have some tax clarifications and credits that were extended as well. But we also have, in the stimulus portion, funding for the distribution of vaccines, which ultimately will end up, you know, assisting individuals. We have funding for, you know, state and local governments that's included in there, things along those lines.
So what specific program is there for the individual? And we got about 50 seconds to answer that before we have a break, and then I'll let you answer back after the break if there's more to it. But what specific program is there for individuals besides the extra money there?
Primarily, and the biggest benefit is pretty much going to be the extension of the federal unemployment benefits for those that are still out of work. They know that federal supplement is going to be there through the end of through the middle of March.
And how does your firm give guidance for the individuals on this?
We're happy to assist walking people through the application process as they have issues come up.
That's really something folks do on their own. You know, the individual side. If you're applying for unemployment, You know the system.
Right.
You know the system well.
When we get back, we're going to talk about businesses, because that's where you guys want to focus on. I wanted to get the personal stuff out of the way. But after we get back from break, we're going to talk about how to help small businesses.
Great.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June.
Hey, kids grow, and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
Right, and welcome back to WGSO with me, William Wallace, here. And we got Scott Sternberg and Keith Nackery of Sternberg, Nackery, and White on the air. So, guys, how does this COVID stimulus bill help businesses? And, you know, and then what specific program is there for them with this? That maybe there's one specific one. But moreover, how does your firm help those businesses with that program?
Sure. So, there's two ways that this bill assists businesses, and both are through the Paycheck Protection Program. Mm-hmm. First, they've expanded the definition of forgivable expenses. They're now adding things that they reference as covered property damage costs, covered supplier costs, covered worker protection expenditures. Those additions make it much easier for individuals to get 100% of the loan forgiven, you know, if budgeted properly. We assist a lot of our clients from the get-go in helping them budget to make sure they'll maximize the amount that will be forgiven at the end of the period, right? Additionally, they've added in, so when PPP first came out, people were running to the banks because there was concern it was going to run out of money, and it did. It was supplemented, but there was a period of time where the program was out of money. As a result, the regulations weren't necessarily keeping up, and some clarifications in those regulations would have allowed people to apply for more money on their first loan. It was too late by the time the regulations came out. There was no mechanism for them to amend their loan. They've now created one, and that's purely on the first loan. In addition to that, they've created the opportunity for a second draw for some businesses. Applicants are going to have to show a 25% decrease in revenue when they're looking at quarter one, two, three, or four of 2020 and comparing to 2019. Mm-hmm. The only way you can use quarter four in 2020 is if you're applying after January 1st, though. They want to have a full quarter. The calculation amounts are going to be very similar. It's going to be based on an average monthly payroll times a multiplier. For most businesses, that multiplier is going to be 2.5, but they have carved out for certain industries. So a good example is companies with NAICS code of 72, which is primarily our hospitality companies, they're going to multiply by 3.5. They're recognizing that those companies have been hit harder than some others. Again, we're going to have that 24-week period to expend these funds. So the hope is that this will be that extra shot that's needed to get companies back. In addition, they've simplified both applications for forgiveness for both the first and second draw. So that's one of the really nice things about the legislation is a lot of the expansion and a lot of what's making achieving higher amounts of forgiveness easier is retroactive as well. So it's actually amending parts of the CARES Act.
Okay.
In addition to the PPP, we're getting some good clarification on tax consequences because we had a real problem potentially brewing. The IRS had issued both revenue proclamations and rev rulings that were effectively saying in the CARES Act, we recognize that the legislation doesn't allow us to tax the money that was forgiven or that was received on the EIDL advances or the PPP loans. The IRS had an idea, well, we won't tax the revenue, but we're going to disallow the deductions for expenses that were paid with, you know, PPP money or an EIDL advance. That effectively was going to tax the revenue. So if we look at, you know, the original first round of PPP and the, you know, the average size was around $100,000, those businesses and those business owners were now going to have an extra $100,000 in taxable income that they were going to have to figure out a way to pay the taxes on.
Yeah. Well, on not having received any money for almost 9 months.
Right. And let's be clear, you know, the original Paycheck Protection Program is one that, you know, it almost reminds me of the BP settlement in a weird way where, you know, it was intended to do one thing and then it became this bonanza where, you know, people were applying and it ran out of money. But the point was for the listeners to provide money to businesses so that they would continue to pay their employees even if they weren't working. And it was a forgivable loan. And with that kind of forgivable loan language, there became all these crazy tax consequences that, you know, some of the listeners may have recently been talking to their CPAs about, because, you know, all of that revenue was taxed like you had made it, you know, as cash at the register or at the Stripe, you know.
And yeah, so on your income side of the balance sheet.
This clarification helps with that.
Yeah, this clarification, so the IRS recognized they couldn't do it on the income side, so they were trying to kind of circumvent that and do it on the expense side, right? If you change either side of the equation, you get to an effective tax. The new legislation has clarified the intent of the CARES Act and this act is that the income or the dollars coming in are not taxable income, and the use of those dollars will not affect the deductibility of the expenses. Additionally, you know, the CARES Act and the Families First Coronavirus Response Act had some good credits that businesses could take advantage of as well. Most revolved around making sure there was additional paid sick time and family leave time for if they were taking care of a loved one with COVID. And those credits have been extended as well through the end of March. So, again, another good way to generate money without necessarily putting out cash.
Okay. I didn't think I didn't know you were ending on that. I'm sorry. So basically, what you're saying, since the IRS is stepping in on this, there's a whole bunch of legal ramifications that you guys are able to help them with this, to navigate this process.
Right, and a big Absolutely. Part of the original, we started with the CARES Act not knowing, you know, how we would be getting paid or you know, what if clients would even have money to pay us, right? Because it was a very different time in that time, and you know, beginning of the summer. But
can you guys hang on for 1 second? We have to take another break. Can you guys hang on for 1 more second?
Absolutely.
Hang on for 1 more second. Everybody stay tuned with more of me, William Wallace for America on WGSO, with Sternberg, Nackery, and White talking about what they can do to help you and how to understand this new COVID bill, stimulation bill. All bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
At Augie's and Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America, broadcasting today live from WGSO 990 AM studios here in New Orleans. And we're on the line with Keith Nackery and Scott Sternberg of Sternberg, Nackery & White. Thank you guys so much for hanging on there for another one, for another segment with us. So, Keith, you know, what are some ways, let's talk about some of the nuances about this bill. What are some ways that this bill helps our community? We, of course, helping individuals and helping businesses help our community, but you and I spoke a little bit earlier about some other programs, other things that that this money was going to be funding that helps our community.
Sure. You know, we've already discussed the vaccination distribution. There's also some provisions in here that are going to affect and delay evictions for those who are out of work. So positive steps for keeping people in their homes and, you know, hopefully progressing with an end in sight to the pandemic.
And basically, all the different community programs this has is going to help strengthen our community to kind of, I don't want to say survive the pandemic. I hate sound, you know, that stereotypical saying that people are saying, but it kind of keeps our communities in check with each other in such a way that they're viable. Would that be a right way to say that?
Absolutely. You're either going to spend the money now continuing to keep it viable, or you're going to spend much more later having to rebuild it.
And how do you with the law firm help people in all these areas? Is there one key thing, way to put this?
Yeah, so we focus primarily on the PPP section. There are a few potential traps that are in there if a client doesn't get into us early enough. First being, anybody who went through the first process will know there is next to no underwriting with the PPP program. It's intentional. It's intentionally made that way. It was intended to make sure that they could quickly get the money out to businesses. But as a result, the business owners are signing saying they understand how to do the calculations. They've done them properly. This is going to be more of an issue a few years down the road when, you know, these companies are audited if they ask for more than they were entitled to. And on the flip side of it, if they've asked for less than they were entitled to, they may be leaving some on the table that could be assisting, keeping on that extra employee. Additionally, at the beginning, we sit down, we budget through to make sure they don't get to the end of the process, have no money, and all of a sudden, you know, half of the loan's not forgiven, and now the loan itself is what's putting them out of business, and then helping walk through the actual forgiveness application process.
And with the tax effects of this bill, your firm can also help people with that because there's some tax effects of this later. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And tax planning earlier in the year is always better. Most people will not necessarily think of it until we get into November or December, but the earlier we can get in front of and create a plan, the better the results we get.
Scott, I have an interesting question for you. There's a lot of people in our country that are worried about our rising national debt. And, of course, the libertarians in mind might say, well, you know, this is just, you know, debt's going to destroy our country, and debt's a huge thing, and it's, you know, going to put the tax burden on our future, our children, our grandchildren. But there's actually some economists that have said before that, debt is, you know, we're a debtor nation, and we actually survive as a result. What's your opinion on that, and as it pertains to the COVID situation here, and this ominous tax COVID relief bill?
Look, I think that it's a totally unprecedented event. What's going on right now? This pandemic is the first that we've ever really dealt with. You know, we're either going to pay as a country now, or we're going to pay as a country later. Through our 401k is cratering, and, you know, people not able to work because businesses wouldn't be open. You know, there are a lot of economists, conservative economists, who think that this stimulus bill is too small. You know, it's the question is, you know, is it giving out enough money to keep the economy going? And so I think that a lot of people can armchair quarterback it, but, you know, folks with economics degrees and PhDs say that we need to inject money into the economy, and that seems smart enough to me. So we, you know, all we're trying to do is help people plan for it.
And the earlier the better, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that Keith and our team at S&W did very early is get in with the clients and help them plan so that they can get the most forgiven possible. Because if you do this right, it's free money from the government, but you're also keeping your employees on the payroll and the economy going in your local community.
It's kind of like a stopgap measure. It's kind of like our way to freeze everybody's business in place to where we don't melt away. And it's a bad analogy. But if we do this now, like you said, it protects our 401ks later, or even maybe not that much later in this case if our economy crashes sooner.
Right. There's just a lot of jobs that, you know, without stimulus wouldn't exist.
Guys, are there any parting thoughts, any other ideas? Anything that we can tell people about this to kind of educate them a little bit more or help them through the process, and how can they get a hold of you if that's the case?
Absolutely. Look, you know, Keith is the tax lawyer here, and I'm just going to say that he's done tremendous work with our team. This is extremely complicated. Lots of people think that they can figure it out without a lawyer, and they may be able to, but you need professionals, a lawyer and an accountant, to assist you if you own a business. So if you want to learn more about the COVID-19 stuff, and particularly the stimulus bills, check us out at snw.law online. That's www.snw.law. And you'll see a COVID-19 tab and you'll see all of our resources that we put up over the last few months and will be going forward.
Do you guys have any online stuff coming up anytime soon that people can watch?
Yeah, you can watch us on Facebook tomorrow at 10:30. Keith is going to give an overview of this latest legislation. It's on our Facebook page, and you can also RSVP via our website, snw.law. So we're doing that at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay. And then if somebody misses it tomorrow, because we're Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday, so later in the week somebody comes back, can they still catch it? Is there a replay version of that?
Oh, yeah. We'll cut it and put it up on the website probably by the end of the day tomorrow.
So that way, anybody who listens to this podcast later can go back and refer back to it and be educated on it. And I'm sure you're going to have some more information about this other than we spoke to about in this short interview, right?
Hey, very much. We'll be going into great detail tomorrow, specifically around the second draw on the PPP program.
Perfect. Well, look, Keith, Scott, thank you all very much for coming on today. I really appreciate your time, and would love to stay in touch with you some more about this so we can get some more people informed.
Thanks, Bill. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great night. Thank you very much.
All right,
everybody else, we're still here for another minute or two before this break. But, that was Scott Sternberg and Keith Nackery of Sternberg, Nackery & White. Give them a look. Visit them. Look online. The great thing about having a radio show is I get to get some good information out, and sometimes I like to blend promoting somebody with good information, and that's what goes hand in hand to help businesses and help our community at the same time. But also the best part about having be able to visit them tomorrow on their Zoom call or their website is there's no commercials. Of course, on my show, I have to have commercials every 12 minutes, so sometimes we get a little bit of a break in there and we can't have some continuous thoughts. But if you go visit their site, you're going to be able to do just that and get a lot more information without a commercial break. But I want to thank everybody for tuning into that. But so keep in mind, the biggest takeaway that I got from Scott Sternberg and Keith Nackery was that this is actually two different bills in one. So for everybody who is complaining on social media that, they got this COVID-19 relief where everybody only gets $600, but the Kennedy Center gets $26 million and Egypt gets, $1 billion, but the American people only get $600, it's not that factual. And while, look, I love jumping on, with things that look like, look what our politicians are doing and calling them out on that, we got to bring out truth so that way we're not dividing people. And that's what was important to me about this interview that I did with Scott and Keith, because it shows that, one, there's a lot more in this bill for the American people other than the $600. There are some PPP money. There's a bunch of different things, as you heard, vaccinations. And even though some of you might say, well, I'm not getting the vaccination, so it doesn't matter. There's a huge part of the population that is. And it's not my opinion that matters on that. Some people want it. Some people don't. But, hey, guess what? In this stimulus bill, there's money for it to help for people who do want it. But all of these memes are all pointing out all the other money that other countries are getting, that's actually not part of the stimulus package. It's part of the continuing resolution. It's part of the budget, if you will. And although I'm saying budget, it's not a budget, because like Scott Sternberg pointed out, since Bush, we haven't had a budget. It is what keeps our government going. And all those other things that people are pointing out to other countries and domestic funding, those are already part of the budget, have been so for a while, and guess what? We can still complain about it being part of our budget. We can still point it out, because I agree, we shouldn't have $1 billion to Egypt as part of our budget. By the way, that's $1 billion of our tax money. So think of how many Americans paying their payroll tax, their FICA, their pseudo, I'm blending it all into one, it's not completely accurate, but you know what I'm saying, you're paying all these taxes, how many Americans does it take to get Egypt their $1 billion? So we can still complain about it being part, that those monies being part of the continuing resolution, which is a form of the budget that keeps America going, but we cannot complain that it is part of the COVID relief part of the package deal. It was kind of thrown in there, and they did that on purpose. I mean, look, they threw the COVID relief in there with the continuing resolution, simply to get it through and to hide things and to put it all in a gumbo. And of course, the Democrats are saying, you know, that gumbo tastes good when it's got a bunch of stuff in there you don't know. It still tastes good. But when you start getting the individual ingredients out there, sometimes you go, but I didn't want squirrel in my gumbo. And some Cajuns think that squirrel and gumbo taste better. That's a whole other story for another day. All right, everybody stay tuned for more of me, William Wallace. William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. Stay tuned after the break. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners,
887-9958. Oh, all right, we're going back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. So we talked about the stimulus package. We talked about all that. Of course, you know, I'm going to try to get too much out here at once as usual, but I'm going to slow down to say it this way. You know, now you can look at which politicians voted for it and are coming out now and saying it's not good, and which ones are saying it was not good, and now they're voting for it, and what economists are saying. But, you know, I kind of like what Scott Sternberg said later in the interview here a little while ago, which is, you know, while government and elected officials, and he didn't say this, I'm adding this part of it, while government and elected officials have basically caused are handled it incorrectly, in my opinion. That's my opinion. I don't know that mandatory shutdowns were important, or when we could have had maybe mask mandates. Maybe there are some other things that could have been done differently. So whether you agree or disagree that it was handled incorrectly, because I've talked to people all the time that are of the mindset, well, we had to do something, and you know, you can't have everybody getting infected, and then there's some people that say, look, my body, my choice. If I want to wear a mask, I don't have to wear a mask. If I want to get sick, I get sick. So there's a lot of difference in opinions, and then there's elected officials who are trying to handle it the way they saw would be the best way to keep it from spreading the most. So whatever mindset or opinion you side with, I do like what Scott Sternberg said, where we're in a position where we kind of have to do something. You know, now that the economy has been basically for 9 months, and even though it's kind of coming back up, or some people say our economy is strong, there were aspects of our economy that have just been devastated, have just been, you know, just put on the whipping board or the whipping post, and just it's a bad way to put it, I know, but I mean it's the best analogy. I mean, when you look at restaurants and the airplane industry, how they've been affected by this, it's so unfortunately we almost have to allow our elected officials to do something that might not be how we would like to see them govern normally, i.e. conservative-minded people in general don't like when our elected officials borrow and spend a lot of money, or when they put a lot of money into social programs. But this is something that's a little different. It's not a social program. I mean, although it's parallel in the way that it's a program that gives money out, but it is going to, in this case, government will, let's hope that it receives. But in this instance, when government is going to give this PPP money, they're going to give the $600 checks to the stimulus money and their unemployment checks. They're going to put money into things like child care. There's programs to be able to get money into child care, and there's also programs to get money into education. For instance, I saw in part of the bill that they're doing something for universities to be able to do more in-person learning. So maybe that means, I'm guessing, because you can kind of start to see this more and more, maybe it means more plexiglass. Maybe it means more things to safeguard students when they're in class. So there's a lot of things that this has in it. On principle, with conservative values, I can see where people make their point. I can see where people make their point that they don't want to see the government tax and spend or give away on a program or spend money. However, in this case, we've got to kind of put principles aside a little bit and find a way to bring the economy up. Is it perfect? Probably not. Is it the absolute best way that what they're doing to do it? Maybe not. But unfortunately, something does have to be done. And to be able to keep our economy rolling, especially when they're saying that, we're going to have a second wave, and now they're saying there's a new strain of it. But I certainly do not agree with what Joe Biden said today. He made an announcement that was pretty gloom and doom. He said that the worst days of this pandemic are not behind us, but ahead of us. That's a little scary for me, because in the event, I'm not going to go there right now, whether he gets in office or not. I've had this conversation with many people. Of course, my really MAGA friends, I'll say, are, what do you mean he's going to be in? He's going to be in. And of course, my friends that are on the other side, or even some of my Republican friends, like, look, it's over. He's not going to get in. It's going to be Biden. However you want to think, my thought is this. That statement is full of doom and gloom. Because what if this next round of COVID relief helps our industry, helps people, it helps businesses? And what if the vaccines are helping a little bit, and if we are seeing a decrease in COVID uprise, we see a decrease in COVID transmissions. I was looking for a different direction to go with that, so you have to pardon me for that. But does that mean that when he, if and when he gets in office, he's going to automatically find ways to, you know, his 100-day mask mandate, which I'm not against a mask mandate, but will there be more shutdowns? Does he have something else planned for the economy to be able to make it worse, make his prediction come true, if you will? So these are the types of things that I point out. As I always like to tell people, this is not necessarily my opinion. It's more of an observation, and oftentimes I just bring things out for people to think about. Put them on the table. Look at this. And I like to bring out things on both sides of the fence, especially because I think the best way for people to truly get an accurate depiction or make their own opinion is to look at both sides. And all too often we don't do that. And I don't necessarily, even though I blame some people, because takes a lot of time to do that. It takes a lot of time to absorb and read and educate yourself on all the information that's out there on both sides. And the right answer isn't necessarily on one side. Sometimes, guess what? Sometimes the other side's got a good opinion or a good piece of information. So I like to read a lot of different sources. Sometimes I'll read some, not as much. I'll read some left-leaning stuff occasionally. But when you do that, you kind of can kind of get your finger on the pulse to really see where we need to be. And quite honestly, and I was going to try to end on this, quite honestly, it comes down to just common sense. It really comes down to, instead of reacting to the news stories, instead of reacting to the Facebook memes, instead of getting mad over, well, if Biden gets in, he's going to do this, and if Trump stays in, he's going to do that, and if, you know, this COVID-19 package or this relief package has funding for Sudan or whatever the case may be, if we simply read a little bit more information, listen a little bit more, react a little bit less, and really just kind of put your nose to the grindstone and do what you do best. For me, working is me putting my nose to the grindstone, literally and figuratively. But I tend to try to ignore or not react, is the best way to say it, to the memes and the stories. I like to look at them and see where they're coming from, which, by the way, is how I got tonight's show put together. I actually, when I saw the Facebook memes coming out and all the things in the package, I knew to go to my friend Scott Sternberg, who introduced me to Keith Thackeray on the phone, and we talked a little bit. And when I found out that common sense, find out more about it, find how you can navigate your business or your personal life through this relief package, put your nose to the grindstone, don't react to the memes, don't react to the hype, and doing it that way, we will be able to get through this in such a way that on the other side of the fence, so to speak, we're going to be able to all do better. And that's my mission. Stay tuned to more. Look, if you want to get this podcast, William Wallace for America, Wallis is my last name. Tune into my podcast, my Facebook page. Get more information. Spread the news. And as I always like to say, share with a friend. And I'll talk to you next week. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
AC Ambulance are the